Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy, and it is August the 22nd. It is the 19th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting and my sixth day. Went back to work today. That was great fun. Lots of meetings that had very little value. Nothing really interesting. So not saying a lot about that, except I'm ready to count my 30 days down. After school, I actually had to go get the paperwork notarized for my retirement, so got that done, and then I had to go to Walmart, which I hate Walmart. I've been going more often lately because of specific things I need, but our Walmart is just crazy, and the people there, I'm just ready to kill people before I even walk out the door, and I wasn't going for much, but one thing I had on my list was a Yeti knockoff, because I've been listening to Michael Butler talk about those, and my daughter has a Yeti. And I had been kind of snitching it to take my water or coffee, either one, and she wants it back. So I was going to get a Yeti knockoff, but got so frazzled that I completely forgot and walked out the door without that. So I'm going to have to go back to Walmart. Yay, can't wait for that. Not a ton. It's so late and I'm tired, and I want to get back to the Dog Days of Podcasting, which is not the Dog Days of Podcasting, but Mad at Dad, which we were listening to live. And it was pretty funny tonight. I couldn't quite tear myself away. And finally, something, Dave's in trouble for talking about kindergarten. And that got pretty funny. But I looked at the clock and it was getting so late. I was like, God, I'm going to have to just listen to it later. So here I am. And I listened to his podcast the other day when he was talking about having to ride around in cars and travel so much and move so much. And he had his big box of comic books. And that brought back a couple of things that I remembered. I didn't read a ton of comic books when I was younger, but our big Friday nights here in Wingate, Monroe, North Carolina, wherever we were, Friday nights you go to the fish camp. That's just a thing you do around here. So as I was growing up, we would always go to the fish camp. Friday nights, go to Lou's fish camp, and the man that seated us was missing his pointer finger, and I always thought that was fascinating. A little memory from that. And then we would go downtown to this little store, this little bookstore, magazine, newspaper store. And we all had our specific areas that we would go to. Mama would go to the women's section of books, like the Good Housekeeping Red Book, that kind of thing. My older sister, she's 5 years older than me, she would go look at Teen, 17, Tiger Beat, whatever it was. I would look at the comics. And the big things I read then were Justice League and the Archie comics and things like that. But Daddy would always go to the back room. And it was a few years before I realized what they had in the back room, but he would get his own special magazines and books. So that was pretty much a ritual for our Friday nights. So much for those wholesome family memories. And I've actually gotten back into reading some comic books lately. I love the Saga series. And I've been reading Lock and Key, and I'm just not huge into reading the superheroes, the DC and Marvel. I do like some Phantom Stranger types of comic books, but I really, my favorites are the Saga and Lock and Key, and I have some Mouse Guard, so I need to get started on those. I've had them for a little bit and haven't read them, and when he was talking about riding around reading, it reminded me also of something, and Ken thought this was the funniest thing, I'm not sure why, but we had a drive-in theater. Well, we had two drive-in theaters in Monroe. One was your regular that showed regular movies, and then there was the one that was near the car lot, and it had the lights around it. It was the dirty drive-in, and in high school, we'd all go and try to peek through the lights and see the movies, so that's not there anymore, but that's what we all did in high school. You can tell we didn't have a lot to do, but at the regular theater, my parents would go sometimes, and sometimes the movies were okay. But I was probably first or second grade because I was reading the Little House on the Prairie books, and I think I started those in first grade. And Mama didn't want me watching whatever it was, and I can't remember the exact movie, but I think it was The Sting or The Godfather. And so she said, well, you can take a flashlight and read in the back seat. Excuse me. So I do that, and probably 5 minutes into the movie, she decides it's too bright. So then I just have to lay in the back for 2 hours. I couldn't read or anything. And we were talking about it would have been great to have had a Kindle because the backlight on that's not too bad. And I could have dozens and hundreds of books even. So I really wish I had had the Kindle back then. I think that's about all for today. I'm kind of tired, and I'm going to go honestly go back and catch the last of Mad at Dad podcast. So I hope everyone had a great day today, and you have a great day tomorrow. And I'll do another podcast tomorrow night. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported.